So we've got Paige and Toby Weed from the Utah Avalanche Center.
I'm from the Midwest, so I didn't experience a lot of avalanches growing up. I don't know too much about avalanches. I know we had a really mild winter last year.
Yeah. That's...
Does that make a big difference between bad avalanche seasons and pretty moderate avalanche seasons?
Yeah, it seems when you have a little bit of snow in the early season and then nothing when you go into an extended high-pressure system, kind of like what we're in now, then the basal layers of the snow deteriorate and get kind of sugary, and that causes a weakness that lasts for quite a while during the rest of the season.
Is it kind of a constant struggle to keep people aware of how dangerous it can be to be out in the winter with the possibility of avalanches? Is that a constant battle to keep people informed?
Well, yeah, I think so. And really, it's because there's more and more new users every year, new backcountry travelers. And so that's probably our biggest challenge is trying to reach people that are really inexperienced with the snow.
I mean, that's why we always come in every fall and just sort of trigger that, because people down here are still riding their bikes. And I mean, today's like the first cold day we've had all year, but there's still no snow. So they're not thinking about avalanches and snow. And we've been up in the mountains for well over a month now looking at the snow that's on the ground up there. And so it's kind of a nice reminder to get people going, because when the snow does come, things will start happening quick.
What kind of things should people look for? What kind of things can just novices look for that would tip them off that it might be a dangerous situation?
Well, avalanches usually happen during or right after significant snowstorms. So that's a real big thing. It's, you know, you're probably going out looking for fresh powder like most of us. And it's pretty likely that you'll see avalanches right during or after a heavy snowstorm. If you're unfamiliar with avalanches, then you should stay in low angle terrain. And you shouldn't really see avalanches in terrain that's not as steep as about 35 degrees in slope angle. So steep expert slopes on a ski area are steep enough to avalanche usually, and anything that's less steep than that is less likely to, or unlikely.
Are there resources where you can find out what areas might be dangerous right now, or numbers you can call?
Sure. The best resource that I could recommend is the Utah Avalanche Center, and that's my employer. And you can get a hold of them at the utahavalanchecenter.org online. Or if you want to get a recorded advisory, you can call 888-999-4019. And you can get a recorded advisory that's pretty up to date. I update them every 2 days or so.
I know you have a benefit coming up on Thursday. It's called Pray for Snow. I don't really know why someone who's trying to watch out for avalanche safety would pray for snow, but... maybe you can describe the
well.
The
it's all about powder. I mean, that's what pretty much everybody's looking for right now. That's involved in avalanches or skiing or snowmobiling. Everybody's looking for new snow this time of year, and it's really about powder, and that's hence the name, Pray for Snow. And it's an annual event that we've been doing for the last 8 years or so, and it's a really fun kind of get together people that are interested in the snow and avalanches and want to help our program out.
Yeah, in terms of the Pray for Snow party on Thursday night, that's going to be at the Italian Place at 6:30. And that's a great event where we have lots of local area businesses and industry businesses that support us and give us great items to put into our silent auction and raffle. We have a little bit of food. We're going to have music by the Mother Folkers, which is a great new bluegrass band in town. And we'd love everybody to come down and support the work that we do. So again, that on Thursday night around 6:30.
Mother Folkers, got to be careful with that name. You also have some classes, too?
We have also, coming up, because we're getting into the winter season, we'll have classes in December and January where we go out in the field and teach avalanche classes. If you're looking for something sooner, the Utah State University Outdoor Recreation Program is holding a snow safety clinic. That's Wednesday evening, November 28th at 7 o'clock. And they're also holding a beacon clinic December 4th. So if you want to just get out your beacon and do some practice work with that, that'll be from 5:30 to 8:30 on the Hyperfield, the new turf back there, which we can do without snow, believe it or not. It's always good to just practice before the season gets going.
Paige and Toby, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.